We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting 8 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Omalei Rav Yaakov Bar Avua La Abaya Kegoyin Ano Adada Sinim Bei Rav. When I come back from Yeshiva, Rav Yaakov said, Madli Li Kosa. My father Bei Rav Abba Madli Kosa. My father brings me a cup of wine, but Ima Mosgalei, and my mother puts the water in. They will have me. I come back from yeshiva. They come both for them to give me something to drink. So heich eved, am I allowed to take from them or not? Amalei answer meimcha kabel mekal from your mother umavichal is a kabel. Don't mekal from your father. The kibun the bar tayruhu chalzu daita. Since he's a talmud chacham, he's gonna have chalishas adas. That why am I be mechav my son coming from Beis Medrash? I myself am a talmud chacham, and therefore you should accept from your mother and not from the father. Rav Tarfon havelehu ima. Rav Tarfon's mother, the Chol Emes, to have a boyish to Vesek Puria, she's an older lady. Every time she wants, it says, the son of the gear says, Emes is Kena, old lady. Chol Emes to have a boyish to Vesek Puria, every time she wanted to go to bed, he used to bend down, Gochim is Solokla. He bent down, and she stepped on him and got onto the bed. Chol Emes to have a Nachis, every time she went off to bed, Nachsalau, she stood on him as a stool also, coming down. So also, Kumashtavach Ben Medrasha, he came to Reis Medrash and telling everyone how big of a mechabed Avaim is, look what he does. And the Gersin Shami is the mother came to the Beis Medrash to tell the Chacham how big Rav Tarfon was. Amrulei, so they said, no, Adayin Lei Gat Lechatzi Kibud. This is not even half the kibud you're chuyv to. Klum Zarka Arna Kibud Fanecha Liyam Leich Limasa. Did she throw a whole bag of money into the Yam and you didn't embarrass her? That's already a different madrega. That's already a big madrega of kibud Avaim. Rav Yosef, ki avashoma kal karadima. Rav Yosef needs to hear the footsteps of his mother coming. Oma eku mekam v'shchina dasi. Let me stand up in front of the shchina that's coming. Why is it called the shchina? So the Mashal says, like we learned in the Gemara and the yesterday's blat, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you mechabed aveim, it's ki'ilu I am dar b'nehem. I'm living with you, and you mechabed me. So if the mother's coming, and you mechabed aveim, the shchina's coming. And there the Mashal says even more. He says, isha has a hey, and the isha has a yud. Yud, kei, the shchina's right there. Akapodim, he said that I'm standing for the Shechina because of the Kibbutz of Aim. When he's with Chabad Aim, it's Kibbutz Shechina's here. Rav Yechiron, Ashrei Mi Shaloi Chaman. Rav Yechiron says it's the best if you never saw your parents. Because it's so hard not to do something wrong and get an Einish on it. And the Gemara says, Rav Yechiron, Ki Ibrisa Imai, when his mother became pregnant with him, Meis Aviv, his father died. Yodosai, when he was born, Meis Imai, his mother died in childbirth. He never saw his parents. V'chein Abaya had the same thing, he never saw his parents. V'chein Abaya, V'chein Abaya, Armeli Aim, we find all of a shas, Abaya says, my mother told me a certain thing. And we're not, he remember Nisei, the Abaya, that was the person who brought him up. His nurse, or whatever you want to call it, the governess, whatever it's called in English, they brought him up, that's the person who Aim was. But his real mother died at childbirth. Ravasi Havlehi Imezkena, Ravasi had a certain older mother, Omrilei beina tachshitim. I need the jewelry. Avodlo. So he took care of her. Then she says, beina gavra. I want to get married. Remember, she's 95. Beina gavra. So he said, nah, look, I'll look into it. I'll look into the shidduch for you. I'll speak to Lewinstein. Beina gavra the shabak of osech. He says that I want a guy as good as you. I want a guy as good as you. I said, that was too much already. Shafka vazlar Israel. He said, you know what? I'm packing out. I'm going there to Israel. He's in Babel. I'm going there to Israel. Had enough. Shama the Ka'ozla Basray, after he's there, here she's coming after him. She's coming to visit him. She's coming to be with him. Also Kamed Rabbi Yechon, so he came to ask Shaila. So Rav Asi came to Rabbi Yechon to ask Shaila if he let her leave Eretz Yisrael. Loch is, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, only the Tzarech Mitzvah. It's Taken as a Geah Arahim Azeh, that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to go on vacation to Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, there's a whole story spread in the Chaim Kievsky book that there was certain yeshiva that wanted to go on a tiyul somewhere in the south, and it's a shayla, the Chazinish, that's part of Eretz Yisrael. Now, for example, Eilat is not Eretz Yisrael. It was one of those type of places with shayla. He said, you can't go. You can't go. The had to really to leave Eretz Yisrael either for health reasons, so some of the Gedolim went to Schweiz for health reasons, or they come to America to collect money, it's a mitzvah, parnasa. That's mutter. But stamp to go to Chutz La'aretz is not mutter. So you want to know? He didn't say his mother was coming. First, asked the child like this: Ma'u lotzes ma'aretz Chutz La'aretz? May I leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz? Amalei aser. That's aser. Likras ima ma'u. What about to go to my mother? Amalei any day. I'm not sure. Esrach porta. He waited a little bit. Hod also, Rasi came back. Omalei, Asi, Nisratz is Lotzes, you want to go? Hamokon Yachzirach L'Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return you L'Shalom. So he wasn't sure if this was a straight answer or not. Or just Rabbi Yechon was angry at him. Also, Kamei the Rabbi Elazar. So Rav Asi came to Rabbi Elazar and says, Omalei, Chashom Dumim Mishrach Rasech. Maybe he's angry at me. May Rabbi Yechon is angry at me. Omalei, my Omalei, what do you tell you? Omalei, Hamokon Yachzirach L'Shalom. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return you L'Shalom. Omalei, Im Isa the Rasach Lo Havim Baruch Le. If he's angry, he wouldn't give you a bracha. Kapon, now the story. So he went out to greet his mother. The time he got to his mother was not alive. She was in a coffin. He heard the Aron is coming. Omar, if he would have known, I wouldn't have gone out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz to greet the Aron. Because it sounds like from here that you could do the covet of the Levaya in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to go out of Chutz La'aretz for that reason. That's how the Marshal learns. The Rishash learns the Gemara different. What he said was, if I would have known she would have died, I would never left Bavel. Because he was worried that maybe it was his fault that she died now. Because now she took this trip, his old lady took this trip now to the show, that's when she died. So he felt bad he ever left. He shouldn't have left. He shouldn't have left his mother. Even though she was driving him crazy, she should not have left. That's what Rosh Hashanah learned. So Machlokes my Rosh Hashanah and my Shah had to learn these words, Yadi Leinafki. There's a chiyav kibud b'chayev. It's also a chiyav kibud b'moysay. B'chayev keitzad nishba b'dvar aviv l'makoyim. That if a certain place, they know the father. So he has to go back. He tells them in the middle of a meeting, he says, you know what? I got to go back. Send me back because my father. So that's what he's just saying. Instead of, you know, you have to go back yourself, but make it into the covenant of your father. So lo yemashal chunu b'shal atzmei. Don't say, I have to leave because of myself. I'm a big rush. I have to go back to my big meeting. Let me go because of myself. Say everything because of my father. I have to go back to take care of my father. Be tailored in the covenant of your father. When you say something from your father, don't say this my father said. Say, I want to be a kapara for my father. Because like Rashi says, all the bads come to me, not to my father. But that's only within 12 months. After 12 months, you don't say, why not? Zog Rashi, because you don't need a kapar anymore. After 12 months, there's no more Gehenim. Freak the Taz and Shulchan Aruch, we know, Kaddish, you only say for 11 months. Why? Because we assume everyone's not a Rasha. Full 12 months. So have 11 months, stop saying Kaddish. So why here do you say Iran Kaparas Meshkov all 12 months? Isaiah Frank the Taz. So the Taz says that you anyway have to say something to cover the father. The answer. Say in Chayim anyway. So here it's better to say Iran Kaparas Meshkov just in case. It doesn't look like I'm like extending. You have to say something anyway. So here you'll say this, by my cash, you'll say nothing, and that's the difference. Ayin Shom in the Taz. But upon him, you see the Chiv Kibud even after Moisei. Some people say, HaRachamon HuYavarach is Imi Marasi, even after death, as this din of Kibud, as Kibud of Aim, even after Moisei. Tana Rabbanon, and maybe it's after the first 12 months, maybe it should be, I don't know. Tana Rabbanon, Chacham Meshana Shem Ovo Shem Rabbi. A Chacham is giving a drasha, even though he's actually not going to say it over, because he has a maturgaman, he has a spokesman saying it over, he still is Meshana. He doesn't say the name of his father. And Turgaman ain't a Meshana l'shem Rav l'shem Rabbi. The Turgaman is not Meshana his father or his Rebbe. So Avu Adama, what does it mean the Turgaman doesn't change? Either Avu Adama Turgaman, or the Turgaman Labar Chayuvu, is the Turgaman Labar Chayuvu, he can say his father's name. And it means, L'chari, he shouldn't say it even if the Rebbe says his father's name. He shouldn't say it over. Because he's a Bar Chayuvu, he has to have cover for his father. Elam Rava, what it means like this: Shem Ovah Shal Chacham, Shem Rava Shal Chacham. The Meturgaman could say over. I'm going to give an example. Ki Har the Mar Bar Ravashi, Mar the son of Ravashi, ki have a Dorish bePirka when he's a Darshan. Iu Oma Abamari. He said once this in Ravashi. He said my father said, and the Meturgaman that Amoyru when he said it over said Hachi Oma Ravashi. But Amoyru Oma Hachi Ravashi because he could say the name of father because it's not his father. What's called Myra of Ezu Kibud? What we know is two dinim in Torah. Ish ima vava tiro. It says kabed esavich vesimecha. What is Myra and what is Kibud? So Myra means lo oimed v'mekaymai. You don't stand in his place. Which Rashi says means you don't stand in the place where he is a miyuchid to speak to this kingdom. His place of, he has a certain place where he, where people ask his opinion. Don't stand in his place and say the opinion instead of him. Don't sit in his spot, in his makom kavua. Don't contradict his words. And don't be machriya his words. Zog Rashi, what does machriya mean? If his father and divrei chacham are arguing with davar halacha, lo yoyma niru divrei pliny. Don't say niru divrei pliny. So what does that mean? What does Rashi sound like he's saying? Like, don't say that I like the, what the other guy is saying better. Frank, the tour isn't that soyser as dvarav? Soyser as dvarav. So the tour brings down from the Ramah a different shot. What it means is don't be machriya. Even if you say your father's right. But who are you to say the father's right over this? Don't get involved. Don't be machriya. And the Beisayis says you can read Rashi that also. Nir and divrei pliny means one of them. That's what the Beisayis learns. So you can't be machriya either. Kibud, what's called kibud? Maichel, give him to eat. Umash, give him to drink. Malbish, you give him what to wear. Umechasa, which would sound like the same thing. So they change the girsa to umanu. You put on shoes on him. Machnes umaitzi. You bring him in, bring him out. You walk him in, you walk him out. That's all part of kibud. And Mr. Shema, tomorrow's daf, going to start about a shayla, if it's Michelle Me, Michelle Ben, or Michelle Av.